Welcome to another episode of Random-ish with Sanja. What's happening? What's crackalackin'? How you doing today? I got to do my first bat mitzvah. That was really fun. I got some new visuals for you, those who like to visually meditate along with me. The blissful moments. Yay! We got a new 8-minute meditation that is up for you. Definitely want to check that out. So I wanted to share with you some of the things that popped into my mind and on my news feed from this week. The robots. Yeah, the robots. Not the robots. The robots. Yeah, I got a little story for you. Random shots at Earth. Yeah, if you guys didn't hear, we were talking about it and then some ish happened. Yeah, Jay-Z is showing why I love Mr. Sean Carter so dang old much. He needed a little time to get there all the way. After all, Miss Beyonce came out with Lemonade. But nonetheless, the good things that he's doing, so I got a story about that. And also, watching Marriage Boot Camp the other day, I watched it once and then I watched it again because it was so good. And I was so in, like, I was just so right there with the guys. It's the one with CeeLo, good dude. Styles P, good dude. Great guys. Yeah, but it got me to thinking about something that I was actually questioning earlier about, you know, love and relationships with brothers and stuff like that. But anyway, and then I also found an app that made me say, yo, seriously, they have an app for everything. Everything. So share all of that coming up right in a second. How could I forget about the random question and nerd in me? Woo-woo. Anyway, the robots. So I was telling you that there is the robots now because Creative Lab Ventures have now released the very first bilingual Afro-Latina AI bot. Yes. Yeah.
Girl got a job, y'all. I'm so excited. Thank you to Trill or Not Trill for the opportunity to speak with students around the country about the possibilities and impact of AI for social good. Can't wait.
You remember last time I was telling you about the movie is Super Intelligence, where they had the actual programmers telling us about the dangers of AI and how they got to watch and be careful. And one of the things that they brought up is because the world has been skewed, as you want to say, the way that it has been, and it's kind of had those racist lens, the AI have been picking up and have been reading data that is skewed, that is biased. So more black girls and brown girls all need to get into the sciences, need to get into tech because it's super dope. My stepdad is a computer programmer. I'm just saying that now that we've realized that the world has been systematically racist, like, you know, maze, so to speak, shouldn't we now, like, all of the AI, doesn't it need to be tweaked and, like, reprogrammed just a little bit? Because if it's been reading the data, because as they say, oh, the AI, it's only can do what it's been taught. So the data that, and it, studies have already shown that it's, you know, women are coming out seeing less, brown skinned people are coming out seeing less. And, but you know, hey, you got to start somewhere. So I'm not talking smack. I'm just saying, you know me, the AI, I'm just like, listen, can human beings still play, still stay human beings? Can we see the depth and see the types of things that we are able to do? I don't know. I just kind of feel like sometimes giving all of our control and all of our power to the computer screens is making it so that we don't really know what we're capable of doing, right? Because we're so busy looking at the computer screens that, like, dude, seriously, I barely have to spell anything anymore. I can go, like, sound it out just a little bit, right? Get the first couple of letters and then have them spell the rest. I noticed it the other day when I was trying to spell, like, I thought was a simple word. And then I just had to realize, I was like, this sucks. I've always been a not the best speller. Like, no, spelling was not my, no, that's not my thing. However, I've always remembered hearing my parents say, Sound it out, Sandra. You gotta sound it out, right? But now, I don't know what it is. Now I just expect my screen to tell me how to spell the words correctly. I just wanted to, her name is Clara. Now, the thing that's dope is that she is the sharpest, as they say. She's a sharp dresser. No, she's actually bohemian and talks kind of hood, so. Oh, boy. Anyways, Clara is her name, C-L-A-I-R-A, and she's a generative pre-trained transformer, GPT-3, just so that you know, and she's been introduced to some of the kids in school, so it's with the Trill or Not Trill. Yep, so yeah, so just to let you know, that's one of the things that I was like, oh, for real? The other thing that made me say, oh, for real? Another thing that we've been talking about, the asteroids. So we know that, of course, there's the asteroid belts and there's asteroids all the time, all over the place. Happens all the time, right? Okay, so did you guys know your ass almost got ended the other day? Okay, maybe not the whole Earth, all right? But definitely parts of Canada and Greenland. Did you know that there was an asteroid that just hurled by? Yeah, and the name of this asteroid, I think it's 2021 SG. So how did we not know about? Because literally, we were just talking about meteors and asteroids, and I was like, they said that we're not going to be hit, like, you know, for a while, right? But they're coming out with this whole thing to bump, move, bitch, get out the way. That program is going to be starting in November. The you know, the bumper program. But this thing right here, okay, so if you didn't hear about it, I know you're like, wait, back up, Sandra, you're talking too damn much, I don't know what the fuck you just said. Let me explain. Hold up, I got excited. Wait a minute, nerded me, and she's back. Okay, so what I just found out is that by 2026, this is when this is expected to launch, NASA has devised of a new telescope that is going to help see the asteroids that we could not see that literally just passed by the other freaking day. September 16th, excuse me. Yeah. On the 16th, it passed by, all right? And they didn't know until the 17th. On September 17th is when they found out. September 16th is when it passed by. The reason why, it came from the direction of the sun. It came from the direction of the sun. And guess what? This is not the first one. Apparently, back in 2013, February 15, 2013, another near miss with an asteroid. It actually dissolved, right? However, it let off a sonic boom that shattered glass windows in 6 Russian cities, you guys. So this ish is real and is not a joke. So NASA has decided, we are going to build a telescope that's going to help us to be able to see things that are coming from the direction of the sun. Got to look into the sun, baby. Got to look into the sun. So it is the new infrared space telescope that is called the Near Earth Object Surveyor. It is the space telescope called Neo Surveyor. Have they been watching The Matrix? No, I'm just kidding. It's the one, guys. It's the one that's going to be able to spot. It's going to be able to find 90% of all of the near-Earth objects with a diameter. I don't know why I can't talk. A diameter of 140 meters. So if it's 140 meters or bigger, it's going to be able to spot it, because apparently that size stuff can do some damage to Earth. Like I said before, the one that passed by and disintegrated in 2013, 6 cities blasted the windows, yo. Seriously, 1,500 people were injured. Crazy. So we don't need that, because you know what? Bruh, that could have been it a month ago. We didn't even know, you know, just a few weeks ago. We didn't even know, you know? So I guess that means you better go live your life and do what you want to do, boo. You better do what you want to do. Hey, and welcome back to Random-ish. What's happening? All right, so you know what? I love sharing with you stories that like catch my eye and stuff like that because we like to share and of course talk about the random things that happened to me in my life. You know what I mean? Something else that I think needs to be left alone, these people who have been arrested. We talked about this before on an earlier podcast. People who have been arrested for weed charges and they're like nonviolent criminals or whatever, but they're like sitting in jail for no freaking reason. And like weed is like a totally legit business right now. Well, Jay-Z also feels the same way. This is why I like this dude. One of those things, right? When you get that money, honey, right? This is like, these are the types of stories that you're like, yeah, baby. Yeah, there's other stories that make you go, yeah, baby. Like, I think I saw something about a Rolls Royce with the boat tail that says that possibly that Jay-Z and Beyonce could possibly be the owners of it. Yeah. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff, although that kind of stuff is nice, you know what I mean? I am not hating. Did you see the vacation that they took? I think I heard that was a Jeff Bezos' freaking yacht that they were on. Did you see the picture? Okay, anyway. If you ever want to invite us, sister, I'm just saying. I'm open. Anyway, some good news. So I thought that this was kind of dope when I came across this story. So you know he's got Monogram. He started a marijuana company as well, because right now it is what it is, baby. You got to get in where you fit in. A man who is actually serving a 20-year sentence, he's at year 13 right now. He's been asking for some help. He wrote to Jay-Z's team and is actually getting some help from the man. Jay-Z's legal team has made a plea twice now on the behalf of the North Carolina man. It doesn't hurt that he's a good-looking guy, too. His name is Valen Valles, right? Now, I'm just saying, you remember the other dude, right? Light-skinned dude with the blue eyes, right? He's got the modeling career, right? Okay. And he's got millions of followers on social media because he was hot in his mugshot. Right? Well, I think that Valen, they probably need to take a better picture of him. But Valen, you know, he's all right. Look at dude. So I think that he needs to start a social. I'm not, listen, I know I'm such an asshole sometimes, but it's just because I'm having fun. But I think that he should start a social media account. And, you know, I think some people might want to like get him to help him, have him do like a body training business. This dude is like, look. You see what I'm saying? Like, he looks like he's definitely spent his time wisely. I also read that he's been a model citizen, helping young people when they come in there to make sure that they don't make the same mistakes that he has. And I'm telling you, he needs a personal training business and a reality TV show or something. But here's the letter. Page Six is the one who's reporting on this, and they actually got the correspondence. Correspondence is a plea to ask for your help with the intent to campaign for my clemency. The letter read, the 13 and a half years is a long time to still be incarcerated over a substance that has become the ultimate green rush. Yee. So Jay-Z's folks have now appealed to the judge for a compassionate release. I think that they should do it. I'm just saying, right? Seriously, it's weed. Now, granted, I did read that it was like a ton that he was moving, but nonetheless, that's what these companies are doing right now. They're moving it by the ton, you know. You have stockholders who are making money off the trees. So, you know, we talked about that when the weed laws first changed in New York, and I just so happened to be out there, stopped in a CBD store and talked to one of the employees. And that was one of the very first conversations that was coming up, which is for those who have had those simple charges, who have just had just weed charges, no violence or anything like that, but just weed charges, are they going to get their records, you know, expunged and released? Now, mind you, you know, it's not like they can now sue and be like, okay, well, we want money for it or anything like that. But I think just the simple, you know, making sure that they're able to go home and start life over again. And hell, like I said, They already showed you that they're CEOs of companies. So basically, you need to let them start a business. You know what I mean? Get them in with the, you know, in my opinion, get them in with the maybe something that could do with the taxes or something. I don't want to say government because sometimes you can't always, but some way that the money that they make is like going to help with the community and also take care of their family, right? I don't let the skills go to waste. I'm just saying. Another thing I'm just saying. Okay. I just want to preface this by saying I am not a political person or anything like that. But for some reason, on my timeline, this whole filibuster thing kept coming up. And it kept saying that basically, I guess the Democrats are trying to get a filibuster to happen right now, or they want to break it up, right? They want to break up the filibuster. The filibuster is when the Senate Republicans, when they want to pass something and then the Democrats would like it, so you have to have 60 seats. Again, like, this is not my thing, right? But just in reading about it, you got to have 60 seats, and usually it never happens like that because that way nobody has control and they could just go passing laws whenever the fuck they want to, right? So it's supposed to be set up as a block. However, normally Republicans always have control. Democrats never really do. Democrats have control right now, and they're like, we need to get rid of the filibuster. Why? Because they're like, we're trying to pass some laws. Here's the thing though, right? So I was reading a little bit. Now again, I'm not, you know, into the politics, and Lord knows that's a good thing. But it was saying that the last time that they got like some of these things changed, last time the Democrats had control, that it is the reason why the Trump era, why he was able to pass and nominate so many people without being stopped. Because once things changed, whoever is the ruling party, basically, they ramrode shit in. So I'm just saying, Democrats, shut the fuck up about the filibuster because we's hardly in control. You know what I mean? That shit'll be good for right now, but we need to keep your eye on the long game. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. The world is getting disgusted, I think. The world is a little bit on the upset side with the Republicans. But you know that there's like some 24-year-old somewhere. So I'm just saying, this whole filibuster business, we got to find another way to get both parties to work together. But let's not do that, because I'm just saying, we get all the power now, and then for three years from now, then, you know, if it switches over, God, please no. But say it does, then all of a sudden, you know, we're just right back where we started from, because they're going to change everything, and then it can't be stopped, you know? I'm just saying. We don't need all of that. Let's get into the topic I was thinking about with the whole boot camp, love and marriage. Let me check the time, see how much time I got. Okay, so this next little story, I am not going to BS you. Play on words. You don't know that it's a play on words yet, but it kind of shocked me just a little bit. So I was watching the Marriage Boot Camp, the hip hop edition, with Styles P and CeeLo and all of them, right? And it was, I was loving the season so much, I actually watched it again, and it was like, wow, you know, this is really dope. I'm loving how much, you know, therapeutic work is like really going on here, and how these couples are like just really working on themselves. Now, before, you know, boot camp working, you know what I'm saying? The levels of, I would say, disrespect that the wives were kind of going through from their husbands, who love them, but because of the way society is, you know, they didn't see anything wrong with the way that they were, the way that they were talking. And so it made me, as I was, it made me want to ask the question, because I got it on my little calendar for a few weeks back. I was like, what I really want to get into, but I really want to talk to like a clinical psychiatrist or something, or sexologist or something, Because it seems to be that women put up with like a lot of stuff, or even guys have this theory, especially in the hip hop world. And, you know, I don't know if it's true in the other world. You know, I've swirled around, and I swear to God, it doesn't matter whether you swirl or whatever. It seems to be that they're all doing the same damn thing any damn way. But it just seems that there is a stack of BS of bullshit that a woman has to deal with, to put up with, and to in order to prove that she loves her man. What the fuck is up with that? She hasn't left me yet, so I know she loves me. So you know what I'm saying? Now, do not get me wrong. I am not like a perfect mate. I'm not even in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going on the, you know, I'd be like, oh, I like you. And then 15 minutes later, I done talked myself out of, you know what I mean? Whatever. And then 15 minutes later, I kind of like you again. Yeah. So, you know, I'm, this would be why I have conversations about relationships, is because I'm still talking it out myself. So I Googled, why do women seem to put up with more BS from men to prove their love? And you will never believe what freaking came up. Did you know that they have a clinical term for the BS, and it's not bullshit, okay? It's benevolent sexism. What is benevolent sexism, you may ask? Say that three times fast. Apparently, it's this is like, okay, this is going to be hugely a don't shoot the messenger type thing, okay? Right? Because it's the studies are saying that women actually like men that are benevolent sexism versus, of course, versus the hostile sexism, right? But the benevolent, what that means is that basically a man is valuing you, and you are valuing yourself based upon your role as a wife, as a mother, as a girlfriend. Now, of course, you know, we always into the girl of yourself and independent woman and single woman, but ring on it, you know. So we've kind of been on the ultra, you know, equality for the relationships, but it turns out to be that women actually prefer BS men. Yes, women prefer men that are have the benevolent sexism, i.e. paying for the dates, opening the car doors, you know, feeling that he has the feeling of that a man needs to protect a woman. And so I was just, when I read this, I'm not, I was just like, well, this is, I don't even know how to take this now, you know, because of, wait, so it, I don't know, this is like, so is it bad, you know? And then it was going into saying that even though women prefer this type of relationship, that it leads into men feeling more like you're their property. It leads more into the domestic violence. It leads more into some of these, you know, more harmful ways of the hostile sexism of seeing women as less than and as property. And, you know, again, it makes me go back and forth because I do think that the genders are equal in that it's a yin and yang, and we are both needed. But I don't think that the genders are equal in that we have the exact same qualities or strengths, because I feel like there's gotta be, you know, strengths that are in men that are more strong in women, and that's why, you know, you kind of come together. And even if it's, you know, a gender identifying, so even if you're a man but you identify as a woman, I think that you probably have those feminine characteristics and those feminine instincts, which is why you identify as a woman, you know. So I don't think that it's like based on the sexes. I think it's based on like how a person feels inside their heart. And I don't know. I was just kind of like, this is, I don't know how to feel about this. Because I swear I feel like the paper and the findings, the scientific findings, are to make a woman almost feel bad because of wanting, you know, a man to be that protector. Because it's almost kind of saying that, You need no protector, bitch, okay? Which we know that. Like, technically, we know that, but we still kind of like a man to protect. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we want a man in the house that's going to be benevolent and that's going to protect because of the hostile, crazy ass mofos that are outside, right? And that's what it's saying. That's the reason why most women do want a man that has got the benevolent sexism. Because if he senses that there's a problem, he finna whoop that ass, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know. But at the same time, I kind of feel like women playing both sides, because if you are into a man who he's into the BS, and I mean, again, the benevolent sexism and not the bullshit, but if he's into that, then that means you have to placate to that and you got to cater to that. And then you can't get upset when, like, you want to, like, now go out. Do you understand? Because now if you want to go out and be a career woman, right, and you want to now be about your own self and take care of yourself, but you've got a man who is, he values you based on, you know, your abilities as a girlfriend, wife, friend to him, and mother, then, you know, I don't know. I was just like, woo, girl, this getting deep. I need somebody with some letters behind their name to finish this conversation right here. But just food for thought and something to think about. All right, so let's get into this real quick before I chuck on up out of here. All right. Okay, can you really forgive and forget? Okay, so what's interesting is I do have two different scenarios, right? So one scenario, a friend that we stopped speaking, right? And for a while, it wasn't, I don't get angry at people. I just kind of feel like nothing. Like, I wish you all the best and you know what I mean? But I'm not like going, oh, fuck that person and stuff like that, right? But after a while, what was happening is that, okay, not even after a while, I'm going to say this. When the song Best Friend came out, I was like, oh, and I thought about her and I was like, oh, you know what I mean? Oh, I do miss that bitch. I miss going out dancing, right? Da, 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 da. And so then I also at that time was doing some work. So I think that's the reason why when I would hear it, that's why I thought about it. Cause I was also doing some work of it's time to start like letting go of some things and forgiving people and da, 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 all that good stuff. Not for them, but for myself, because I'm a manifester. I'm all about the energy and stuff like that. So I got to, you know, make sure that I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm checking in with myself, taking my temperature and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that I'm feeling okay, you know? So anywho, I decided that I needed to, you know, forgive this person. And at that time, because of the song, I was like, oh, I actually miss this person. So I got the inclination that that it's okay to let that person back into my life. But you know what I'm saying? Take care of myself, setting my own boundaries, but you know, all of that good stuff. But that it was, you know, okay to forgive and forget in that scenario. And another scenario, I was molested growing up, and it was by a family member, and it was by a family member that I really, really loved. And the thing is that I think it made everybody really uncomfortable, the fact that, you know, that I was saying this as a younger kid. And so it was questioned as to whether or not I was telling the truth. And then that made me question, which after years of people like kind of not believing you, especially as a kid, and you're like, no, I know that this is the truth. But then, you know, so anyways, I kind of like, it was odd. Like, I felt guilty for saying what I was saying, even though like I knew I was right. So I kind of was like, can't wait to get out of here type deal, right? Okay, so years later, I want to say like around 2018, I again was going through this whole, like, you know, I actually was getting ready to write the first book, and I kept hearing it, you know, that I kind of like, I need to forgive, right? And I had already forgiven him like years before, but now I was on this thing of thinking that I needed to see, or that I needed to be able to, if I had to, be around this person because it's family, right? So these are thoughts that I had been contemplating because people kept bringing this person's name up to me in violation, in my opinion. But again, this is when I was just learning to put the boundaries up. So their mentioning the name would make me feel, again, like I would feel guilty because I put up a boundary. So I started feeling like I need to, you know, if a holiday comes and, you know, I need to be okay and prepared. All right, so what's so interesting, it's really not that interesting, it kind of sucks dick. My grandmother passed, and when she did, you guys know I wrote about it, like I kind of had a premonition and then found out and really kind of heard from her afterwards. Now, what's crazy is that I was saying to myself, okay, here's my opportunity. I have to go and say goodbye to my grandmother. I'm gonna go, and he's probably gonna be there. And it was so fucking like, because even though I kept trying, things kept happening where I just couldn't get down there. Like I just couldn't. And I was just like, you know what? Like for I just can't do it. I'm not gonna be able to make it, you know? And then it turned out to be that had I gone, I would have been there with that person for 6 hours by myself, you know? And so it turned out to be that I kept hearing that I don't need to fight. Like I don't need to put myself in that predicament. I don't need to put myself in that predicament. So, and then like I said, as it ended up playing out, I found out that had I gone when I was gonna go, I would have been there with that person for 6 hours by myself. Okay, after not seeing them. You know what I mean? Yeah, so can we really forgive and forget? I think that it depends on your situation. In that situation, I feel like my source was kind of like, you can forgive, but you don't need to forget, and you don't need to be putting yourself around that situation. In other situations, because the laws of attraction are what it are, and sometimes the people that are rubbing you the wrong way is really because of the shit you got going on. So they're just reflecting to you what you've got going on inside yourself. And in those cases, that's when you've got to reflect and you got to do your own inner work. And then when you're in front of that person again, it should be different. They should now be reflecting what you've got going on. And in those cases, I think you do have to forgive and forget. So it's a case by case scenario. I just gave you some real personal ish right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But look it, I talked about it. No tears, no breakdown. Ooh, we getting over it. People wonder, you know, like, oh, Sanjay, I love your energy. Do you know why I have good energy? Because I had to get spiritual because of all the crazy shit that I was going through in life, okay? That made no sense to me, okay? The betrayal that was all around me, the crazy things that it made me do. And I was like, this ain't right, yo. And it made me dig within. And you know what? I'm super, super thankful and grateful because it is what keeps me going. And I'd like to share with you as I get on out of here. Look at me. Look at me. Oh, look, she remembered. Oh, she remembered. I remember to show you my books. Hey. Thanks for checking these out and reading these, by the way, right now. It's on Amazon. I think it's on Amazon Prime, Amazon. It's on Audible, Goodreads, and Amazon. Also, you can get it directly from me. I get more of a share, just saying. If you order it from Shop Manifest Beauty, give you hard copies of the book and I will sign it away for you. I think I'm going to try to give gifts with it too, so. Shipping is included with that bad boy. Shopmanifestbeauty.com. But yeah, the books are available, and I basically talk about all the different things and how I picked up on things. And there's a couple of exercises in the first book, and then the second book is building on working it from like the you like you're like okay, like I kind of believe this shit, you know what I'm saying? But after reading this, you're gonna know. You're gonna know that there's definitely something for you to tap into, and all of that good stuff. So thanks for watching or listening. I do appreciate you. You can always follow the channel Manifest Beauty TV. Check out the other videos. We got some music videos up there, the fashion show and the meditation videos. More stuff coming. Oh, the comedy show! And there's more stuff coming. All right, laters.